The reaction of the stock market following the certification circus that occurred in both houses was also startling. The market is essentially keeping an upward trajectory. Mr. Trump predicted that the stock market would fall apart if Mr. Biden was elected. That appears not to be the case. We have seen businesses calling for more stability in virtually every area of government, but particularly in trade, since that has been sorely lacking in the Trump years. Business was swift to react to the events at the Capitol and have been critical of Mr. Trump. Let's hope that COVID does not interfere over the next couple of months. But certainly Mr. Trump's predictions, as usual, fell flat. Mr. Biden will have to wait until the 20th to officially take over the government. Those first 100 days will create a unique experience, of course, greatly impacted by the Georgia races and when those senators are seated. Ms. Stefanik announced that she would vote with her colleagues to challenge the Electoral College votes of six states. The invasion of the Capitol altered the calculus for many, but not Ms. Stefanik. This entire episode is terribly embarrassing for the district, as all one needs to do is look at the over 50 court cases that were dismissed with the lack of a finding of fraud in any of those cases. Attorney General Barr's determination that there was no material election fraud, and of course, the calls to the Georgia Secretary of State by POTUS, during which the secretary repeatedly shot down allegations of fraud. This call bordered on or was criminal, as POTUS asked him to find votes, not recount, but find. The events of Wednesday brought to a close a sad chapter in American politics and our democracy. Unfortunately, Ms. Stefanik truly lived up to the moniker she was given by the New York Times of most disappointing. One can only assume that she has another agenda. Is that running for governor or some other statewide office? Or does she leave New York entirely and move to another state and reestablish her campaign for other positions in a more friendly statewide environment, depending on how redistricting goes? Ms. Stefanik has been criticized by scathing editorials in all of the major papers in her district and by Chris Churchill in the Times Union on January 10th. All of these are worth the read. The events at the Capitol were in the nature of an insurrection and should be punished appropriately. These were acts of treason and likely violated the Sedition Act. It appears that the appropriate prosecutors are moving swiftly to identify, arrest, and prosecute as many of those who invaded the Capitol as humanly possible. It was interesting to note that Mr. Trump used the term law and order only once in discussing the insurrection, and virtually no other Republican, in particular our Congresswoman, Ms. Stefanik, made at best only a passing reference to the need for law and order. I suspect because this was a group of people who she believes supports her as well as the president. Selective justice, not a good path to walk down. A troubling commentary has arisen about the fact that these rioters were treated more gently than the Black Lives Matter protesters. If that turns out to be true, that is a serious issue that needs to be dealt with. I responded to someone on Facebook who posted pictures of the Black Lives Matter riots and posited to him that the destruction of property is an offense that should be prosecuted. The attack on the Capitol goes to the core of our democracy and is a far more serious issue. He was trying to equate them. President-elect Biden has nominated Merrick Garland as the Attorney General. Mr. Biden waited until the results of the Georgia election were in before announcing that nomination. Obviously, it will be much easier to get the nomination approved under the current circumstances in the Senate, since the Democrats will effectively control it through the vice president. One might also hypothesize that because Mr. McConnell squelched Judge Garland for a seat on the Supreme Court, that had the Democrats not taken the two Georgia seats, that Mr. Biden may well have moved on to another candidate so as not to force Judge Garland to go through a process that may well have led to his not being confirmed as Attorney General by a Republican Senate. Mr. Biden is showing he knows how to play ball. As a longtime grieving Dodger fan, the death of Tommy Lasorda topped off a really depressing week, but for Georgia.